thoughts about Stony Prabhupada.
Why someone to come? Put the mic a little bit above, just a
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Paradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Chana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasade Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Nithai Gaurango, Nithai Gaurango. 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 Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari Jaya, Gaura Hari. Jaya Sachinandana, Gaura Hari. Jaya Sachinandana, Gaura Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Vallabha Radha, Vallabha Radha. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra Devi. Jaya Gauranita, Gauranita, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Jaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Nithai Gaura Hari Bo Hari Bo Hare bol Nithai Gaura Hare bol Gaura Premana Jaya Om Vishnu Padaya Paramahamsa Parivrakracharya Astotara Abhayacharanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Kijay ISKCON Founder Acharya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Kijay Shri 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 Jagannatha Baladev Subhadra Maharani Kijay Shri Shri Gaurnitai Kijay Shri Shri Radha Vallabha Bhagavani Kijay All glories of the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri, Guru and Gauranga. Haribo, come to the front. All can come, no? Friend? It's not much. So today, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto. Text, 7th canto, chapter 2, entitled Hiranyakashipu, the King of the Demons, text number 43. Correct, Prabhu? 43. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yata nalo darasu binnayate.
Yata nalo darasu binnayate.
Yata nilo deha gata pritaksitaha.
Yata nilo deha gata pritaksitaha.
Yata naba sarva gatam na sajyate.
Yata naba sarva gatam na sajyate.
Yata pumam sarva gunashraya paraha.
Tata pumam sarva gunashraya paraha.
Yato nalo darusu binna iyate.
Yata nalo darusu binnayate.
Yata nilo deha gata pritaksitaha.
Yata nilo deha gata pritaksitaha. Yatanaba sarvagatam na sajjate. Yatanaba sarvagatam na sajjate. Tata puman sarva gunashraya paraha. Tata puman sarva gunashraya paraha. Yatana lo darsu binayate. Tamna tajade tata pumam sarva gunashraya paraha yata nalo darasu binna iyate tata nilo deha gata pritaksitah Yatanaba sarvagatam na sajjate. Tatapuman sarvagunashraya paraha.
Matajits.
Yatanalo darasu binne. Yata nilo deha gata pritaksitaha. Yata naba sarva gatam na sajjate. Tata puman sarva gunashraya paraha. Yatana lo darasu binayate.
Yatana ho rega pritakita sutaha.
Yatana ba sarva gatam na sajati. Tata puman sarva gunashraya paraha.
Yatana lo darasu binayate. Tatani lo darasu.
Yatana ba.
We'll see the word-to-word translation. Yatha, just as. Anala, the fire. Darusu, in wood. Binnaha, separate. Yate, is perceived. Yatha, just as. Anila, the air. Dehagata, within the body. Pritha, separate. Shitaha, situated. Yata, just as. Naba, the sky. Sarvagatam, all pervading. Na, not. Sajyate, mix. Tata, similarly. Puman, the living entity. Sarva guna ashraya. Although now the shelter of the modes of material nature. Although now the shelter of the modes. Paraha. Transcendental to material contamination. translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. As fire, although situated in wood, is perceived to be different from the wood. As air, although situated within the mouth and the nostrils, is perceived to be separate. And as a sky, although all pervading, never mixes with anything. So, the living entity, although now encaged within the metal body of which it is the source, is separate from it. We'll read the translation responsively. Yeah? Very good translation. As fire, although situated in wood, is perceived to be different from the wood. As air, although mixed within the mouth and nostrils, is perceived to be separate. And as the sky, although all pervading, never mixes with anything. So the living entity, although now engaged within the material body, of which it is a source, is separate from it. Purport. Purport, please be attentive, okay? There are a lot of things Srila Prabhupada is trying to tell within this short paragraph. And there will be questions on that. So, please listen attentively. In Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as explained about the material energy and spiritual energy, both emanate from Him. In Bhagavad Gita, which verse is Srila Prabhupada talking about? Any idea? Very good. Spot on, Prabhu. 10.8. What is that verse? Do you know that? Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam prapattate iti matva bhajante mam bhuta bhava samanvitaha. Everything material and spiritual is coming from Krishna. That's what Srila Prabhupada is talking about. We'll continue. The material energy is described as mi bhinna prakriti astata, the 8 separated energies of the Lord. Which one is Srila Prabhupada talking about? Which Bhagavad Gita verse? Bhumi apo nalo vayu kam mano buddhi eva cha ahankara iti emme bhinna prakriti astata. Which one? 7.4. But although the 8 gross and the subtle material energies, namely earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego, are stated to be bhinna, separate from the Lord, actually they are not. As fire appears separate from wood, and as air flowing through the nostrils and the mouth of the body appears separately from the Lord, so the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears separate from the living entity, but is actually separate and not separate simultaneously. This is the philosophy of Achinta Abheda Abheda Tattva, propounded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to the reactions of karma, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, the living entity being appears separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but actually is very intimately related with the Lord. Consequently, even though we are now seen neglected by the Lord, is actually always alert to our activities. Under all circumstances, therefore, we should simply depend
on the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus revive our intimate relationship with Him. We must depend upon the authority and control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmalitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah.
Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadatisva Padantikam. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhinityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We read the translation again. As air, although situated in the wood, is perceived to be different from the wood. As air, although situated within the mouth and the nostrils, is perceived to be separate. And as the sky, although all pervading, never mixes with anything, so the living entity, although now encaged within the material body of which it is a source, is separate from it. So what is the context here? What's happening so far? Any clue? Any idea? Hiranyakashipu is talking here. But actually, within that is Emiraj talking actually. Hiranyakashipu, what's happening is, after finishing the funeral ceremony of his brother, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu is talking to his relatives because they're very morose that Hiranyaksha is dead. Yeah? So his brother, Hiranyakashipu, is talking to all his friends, to his friends and relatives. And in that discussion, he was narrating a very historical event of King Suyagna, which is described by Emiraj to the wives of Suyagna when he passed away in the battle. Got the point? Hiranyakashipu is talking to his relatives. In that discussion, he was mentioning about an historical event which has occurred long time back, in which Emiraj was talking to the wives of Suyagna who died in the battle. So the discussion is continued. So in one sense, you can say Hiranyakashipu is talking, but actually these words are spoken by Emiraj. But he's saying how Emiraj spoke about this. So he's continuing. Emiraj is continuing. So, in the verse 42 and earlier, the difference between the characteristics of a body and soul has been explained. Especially in the previous verse, which is verse number 42. Please listen. It said, just as a householder, although different from the identity of his house, thinks his house to be identical with him. So, the conditioned soul, due to ignorance, accepts his body to be himself, although the body is actually different from the soul. The body is obtained through the combination of the portions of earth, water, fire, and when the earth, water, and fire are transformed in the course of time, the body is vanquished. The soul has got nothing to do with the creation and dissolution of the body. So the verse number 43 is actually the continuation of verse number 42, where to explain the difference between body and soul, Emiraj is giving three examples in verse number 43. What are the three different examples? Fire in the wood, good. Air in the nostrils and mouth. I didn't hear you, Prabhu, sorry. Sky, sorry. Sky or ether, you can say. So what is sky or ether?
in terms of our body, you know. See, the body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. We say, right? Ether or sky. So what is that ether? Where is the ether in the body? Anyone know? Hole. Yeah. Here, ether is present here. Where is the space? In the where there is a hole, you know? In the nostrils. It is ether. This is ether. See, you know? It's wherever there is ether fills up. Therefore, Prabhu's logic is also correct. It's everywhere. So it fills up the space, you know. Actually, it's not whole. There is ether there. There's ether, you know, like that. Sky spread everywhere. Where can I, you know, it rests on everything. So this three analogy is given to explain that although fire is in the wood, but fire is separate from wood. Although air is within the body, our body functions are going through because of the five life airs going up and down. And because of this, we are able to have the bodily function. Similarly, the sky is everywhere within the body, but it's separate from the body. So this is analogy which has been explained in 43 to prove the logic of how a person may be living in the house, but he's not the house. He's separate from the house. So, what's happening here is a similar example. Prabhu, can you get me Bhagavad Gita, please? A similar example has been given by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. Do anyone know that? Thank you. 13th chapter, The Nature, Enjoyer and Consciousness. Yeah? In that, towards the concluding verses, the Lord is speaking this. So Amaraj is speaking what Krishna has spoken. 13.33 and 34. Yeah? Prabhu, what is this, Prabhu? This is Russian or something. I want Bhagavad Gita in English. You're testing my knowledge, is it? I was wondering, what is this? We are not in... Are we in Australia or Ukraine? Or Russia? Thank you. So 13, the concluding verses of the 13th chapter, Krishna is talking, especially in 33 and 34. So what is Krishna talking in 33? Yeah, let us see. The sky, the Lord is speaking, the sky, due to its subtle nature, do not mix with anything, although it's all pervading. Similarly, the soul situated in Brahman vision does not mix with the body, although situated in the body. See? So Krishna is giving the same analogy. And not only that, in the 34, okay, before that, we'll come to that. This 13th chapter is similar to Upanishad. Very difficult to understand. Okay, why Upanishad is difficult to understand, or why there is a lot of perplexity in Upanishad, is due to the fact that when it says Atman, we do not know where the Atma refers to, whether it is Jivatma or Paramatma. One will get confused. So therefore, one must listen to the commentaries of Acharyas to understand this. Very difficult. But Srila Prabhupada made our life very easier. Right? Any devotees can straight away say, yes, Lord is saying, yes, Lord is talking about the Jivatma, Paramatma, like that. It's very difficult, Upanishad. Therefore, writing a commentary on Upanishad is not easy. Very difficult task. Yeah, we may put some substitute, you know. It's not like writing a C++ program or a COBOL program. It's quite different. Where you put Lord, if you put self, you know, and also sometimes, you know, in different Bhagavad Gita, they've got a self, they say self, okay? When it is a capital S, it means Paramatma. When it is a small s, it is Jivatma. So confusing. Very difficult also. You get confused by reading Bhagavad Gita. So, this 13th chapter is almost like Upanishad. Very difficult to understand. And so that is why all this is coming. Now, in that 33, the Lord is saying, yes,
You are like a sky. The sky is within the body, but it's separate from the soul. The functions are different. One is material energy, other one is spiritual energy. So, that is there. But, having said that, body and soul is separate, but the soul is influencing the body, isn't it? If the soul leaves the body, it's a dead matter. But if the soul is there, it is influencing the body. So how do we understand? We know, yes, it's separate. But definitely the soul is influencing the body. The presence of soul is important in the body. Otherwise the body cannot function. So to prove this, immediately the Lord thought, yes, I know. These devotees will ask this question. So he's giving the answer in the next verse, which is Bhagavad Gita 13.34. What does he say, Lord? O son of Bharata, as the sun alone illuminates all these universes, so does the living entity, one within the body, illuminate the entire body by consciousness. What the Lord is saying is, the sun is present far, far away, millions of miles away. But because of the influence of the sun, all the materials which is away from the material world, the sun is away from the material world. But because of the influence of the sun, all the activities in the material world is taking place because of the light and the heat. Yes? Although it's very far, but we depend on the sun for our activities. So similarly, the soul, which is part of the spiritual energy, is present within the body, and because of the presence of the soul, all the activities are happening, although the sun is much, much, much away from this material world. Similarly, the soul is also within the body, but the soul is allowing, inducing us to do our activities. And without the presence of soul, the body is dead. Now, this Bhagavad Gita 13.33 and 34 talks about how the soul is entangled. Especially, the same one, 13.22. It's a very important chapter, 13 chapter, The Nature, Enjoyment, Consciousness. In that, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, our Acharya, he says, verse number 13.22 is very, very important verse which tells a living entity how a living entity is bound, how the soul bounds the living entity. This is a verse. The living entity in the material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus, he meets with the good and the evil among various species. See? It is the living entities that enjoying propensity within the three modes that binds the soul. If you do not have the enjoying mentality, then the soul is free. The three modes does not bind. Otherwise, it binds. But the body is nothing but a bag of senses, and therefore the body wants enjoyment, which is driven by the mind. Impressions. Very difficult scenario. Yeah? Krishna is saying, because the soul is active, a living entity cannot even keep quiet for a minute. Yeah? Especially the children we know. They're very active. We also, very active, eh? We can't sit down like this. We have to do like this. All this we'll do. Very, very active. Yeah? Because of the nature of the soul. But if we are active in the material world, it binds us. So how do you do? On one hand, the soul is pushing the body to act. When you act something, the three modes binds you. Very, very difficult scenario, precarious condition for a living entity who does not have this knowledge. So what can he do? Because the three modes of material nature binds a living entity, he is put into repeated cycle of birth and death. If he does good karma, he goes to the sukarma, he goes to the heavenly planets and enjoy. But ignorance, if he does some vikarma, prohibited activities, he has to go to the hellish planet and suffer. Again, come back. This is going on with us. So what is the solution? That's what Krishna is explaining. That, what's the solution? One has to do activities which does not produce any reactions. What activity is there in the material world which does not produce any reaction? Sivya, what action is in the material world which you are doing and which will not bind a soul to the three modes of material nature? Yes. Any service, loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, does not bind you to this material world. What a relief. Otherwise, the soul is bound. See this knowledge? Any knowledge. But when we talk about knowledge, any knowledge is not good. Material knowledge is there, okay? What does it do? It is something like learning all about the prison. Oh, the prison is made up of this cement. It's made up of this color. It has got four walls. It has got this window. It has got this garden. Knowing about all the aspects of the prison will not help you out to get out of the prison. You have to think beyond the prison. Who is a person who is beyond, who is able to free us? That is intelligence, yeah? So the material world, whatever you do, knowledge is all binding. Only about the prison. Spiritual knowledge is getting out of the prison. So important. And that is why Krishna is telling this knowledge. So it's not an ordinary book. Huh? See this? Especially Bhagavad Gita. Such important information the Lord is giving. Okay. So, the purpose of knowledge, if we follow properly, which will liberate us from the cycle of birth and death. Whereas, the Bhagavad Gita, the 13.33 and 4, what we discussed, that tells how a soul is entangled. This section of Bhagavadam is telling us how a soul can be disentangled. That's what Hiranyakashipu is talking. Yamaraj is talking, that is okay, because Yamaraj is applying the knowledge. But Hiranyakashipu is also talking, whereas he is not applying the knowledge. He is talking about this Hiranyakashipu, and later on you can see, again, he does all kinds of nonsense. So he is not applying the philosophy. So, the purpose of the knowledge is to apply the philosophy. For example, a patient, yeah, he comes to the doctor and say he has got some AIDS or something, some disease like that. He is in pain. He comes to the doctor. Now the doctor cannot chastise him by saying, yeah, you followed all illicit relationship you had and therefore you had that and therefore I will not take care of you. The doctor cannot say. The doctor has to provide treatment because he's suffering from pain. But nevertheless, the doctor's knowledge is incomplete if the doctor does not tell the patient that no, you should not have illicit relationship. That is a reason for your distress. So, it is not enough if you just have the knowledge. You have to apply it also. Then only the problem will not reoccur in our lives. Many years back, before, yeah, when I went to India, before, I liked Pani Puri. In my place, when I was young and all that, you know, reasonably adult, youth, I used to take from that shop. One fellow, no, it's just decent. Before I'm talking, many years back, if I tell him, don't put onion and garlic, he will not put on. So I used to take it from there. I took that pani puri and after one day loose motion. I did not know. Again, I went to the same guy, you know, after some few weeks when I was there. Again, loose motion. Little bit dull here. Could not understand. Then I was thinking something with the Pani Puri. Third time, I have to try. And it is confirmed. So I thought, oh, the problem is with the whatever the ingredients are, water or something. But if I keep on taking, I'll keep on having this problem, isn't it? So I thought, yes, there you go. The problem is whatever, you know, he's doing. It's good, tasty, but it doesn't suit me. So this is what is that. Material energy is like that. It is good, very nice, but who's going to suffer the karma? Yeah? You do once, twice, you learn. Yes, yes, yes. Okay? Otherwise, we'll not learn. So this is like that. So, here you see, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is making something wonderful and something exciting. Did you see what Srila Prabhupada is coming out to the purport? I want to see how you people are, you know, observing Srila Prabhupada's purport. Very interesting point, Srila Prabhupada. I just wanted to see if anyone can read my mind, okay? Very interesting one point Srila Prabhupada is raising. Although he's talking about the phenomena, there's one point that is striking out. What is that point? Yes. That's it. Yeah, that is good, almost near, but that point I want. Anyone, Prabhu? Anyone? Prabhu? Damodar Prabhu? You can share your knowledge, Prabhu, so that I can also benefit, right? Isn't it? They all benefit, Prabhu. Anyone, Prabhu? Any thoughts? Correct. One level up. Something is saying, Srila Prabhupada. Which normally, Srila Prabhupada intelligence is, like say for example, if I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, he will see after 10. There's something unique outside of the material world he has seen there in the purport. Yes, Mataji. You are nearing that, but anyone? No. The verse we are discussing so far is talking about the difference between body and soul. But Srila Prabhupada is introducing Paramatma here. Did you observe? I'll read it for you, yeah? The mind is separate, okay. But although the eight gross and the subtle material energies, namely earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego, are stated to be bhinna, separate from the Lord, actually they are not. As fire appears separate from wood, that is we understand, as water flowing through the nostrils separate from the body, so the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears separate from the living entity, but is actually separate and not separate simultaneously. See, it's introduced that. There's no mention about, we're just talking about difference between body and soul, which is the confidential knowledge. See, Bhagavad Gita talks about three levels of knowledge. What are they? Bhagavan, yes. So, confidential, more confidential, most confidential. The confidential is understanding between matter and spirit, body and soul, that's it. The more confidential is that yes, the soul is tiny, but it's always connected to the Supreme, Paramatma. That is more confidential. The third one is, after connecting, what are you going to do? You have to constantly enhance your devotional service to Krishna so that you can prayojana, so that you can go back to Him. It's not just knowing Him and saying bye-bye. You have to go with Him. So that is the most confidential knowledge of serving the Lord, getting the love of Godhead, and be with Him. That not many literatures are teaching. Okay, so he's saying, Srila Prabhupada is saying, this is a philosophy of Achinta Beda Beda Tattva propounded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to the reactions of karma, the living entity being appears separate from the Supreme Personality of God. Again, it's introducing. But actually is very intimately related with the Lord. Now, why Srila Prabhupada is saying that according to the reaction, the Lord appears to be separate from the living entity, but at the same time is not separate. What does he mean by that? And Prabhupada is giving the reason also. Due to karma. So, due to our activities, if we do sukarma and vikarma, we will not be in union with the Lord. Correct? That's what we discussed some time back. So, one has to do a karma. Then you are with the Lord. The Lord is not separate. Although the Lord is with the living entity as Paramatma, one will not know the dictations of Paramatma. One will know only the dictations of his own mind. The mind will say, go there, okay, do that, you know, all this. But if you want to know the dictations of the Paramatma, the dictations of the mind has to stop. The dictations of the mind will not stop until and unless one surrenders to Supreme Lord, Paramatma. Then slowly this will come down and that will go up. Then we are able to hear the dictations. Gradually and slowly, not in overnight. Lord will, as Paramatma will commence, tell you something. It doesn't happen like that. Yeah, it's a gradual process. So the dictations of the mind has to stop. And that is why we are doing devotion service. As long as we do material activities, it is like writing on the board. There is a white board, right? Someone wrote on the board yesterday. Material activity means the mind is constantly writing. The board is full, again full, again full. What will happen? You will not know your own thoughts. Impressions over impressions. If for 5 days, the Bhagavatam writer, if he keeps on writing on the same without rubbing, can he see the verse? Confusion. Same thing happening. Impressions yesterday, today, tomorrow, day after, 2022, 2023, 2024, and 2082. Next body. So what will happen? What should happen? Devotional service means rubbing the board. All your material impressions will go away. So remember, material activity means writing on the board. Sivya, materialistic activity means writing on the board. Spiritual activity which you are doing means what? Rubbing the board. The board is always free to write. So therefore, devotees every day morning, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Very easy. Impressions gone. Otherwise, you know, so, Lord, we can be separate from the Lord or we can be together with the Lord. That depends on our actions. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, yeah? If you do an action which is quite contrary to what Krishna has said, you are away from the Lord, obviously. Kripa Siddhu Prabhu. If he puts, I tell him, when you do a khichdi, please put Tur Dal only. Don't put Tur Dal, sorry. Mung Dal. He does that. So we have the opportunity to honor the prasad. But he puts tur dal and all that, you know, then I would not be inclined to take it. In the same way, simple, small relationship. If we don't listen to what the Lord says, do you think the Lord will be favorable? Because he's a supreme person. We are tiny, he's supreme. Unlimitedly powerful Krishna. He can expand and he can be in Paramatma in all everyone's heart, including animals. Imagine how powerful he is. Unlimitedly powerful. That supreme Lord, we are chanting his name and we are hearing about him. What is wrong? What is wrong in chanting his name and hearing his pastime 24 hours a day? Such are his glories. He's not like us. Oh, yesterday I did that, today I did that, and that's it, over. Then what did you do? That's it, over. Nothing more to talk. But the Lord's glory is unlimited. Unlimited personality, unlimited glories. Tiny personality, tiny pastimes. A tiny, insignificant soul like us, we can enjoy only in a tiny, insignificant way. A tiny, insignificant soul, when he is connected to the Supreme Soul, how much more can he enjoy? That's how it is. That's a relationship. That is, this is known as yoga, connecting. And the Lord is saying, between the first 6 chapters, the Lord is giving different yoga process. You want to follow karma yoga? Do that. If you want to follow jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga. But all these yogas are not possible in Kali Yuga. How can I leave my family and go to Amazon forest? I can't close my eyes half closed, half open, concentrate on the tip of my nose for, you know, all days till I realize Paramatma. It's not possible for me. I would rather sit on a sofa and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Practical process in Kali Yuga given by His Grace Srila Prabhupada. Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. What a process. It's not possible. None of the process possible. How can we control the mind? So turbulent. It's very easily controlled by chanting the Lord's name. Very simple process. Just chant Krishna's name. Anything connected with Krishna. Though it goes beyond the 3 modes. Anything not connected to Krishna within the 3 modes. Any activity. Anything. If Krishna is in the center, beyond transcendence. It's transcendence. If Krishna is not there in the center, it is 3 modes of energy is waiting to bind us. This is a logic. This is how one should know this. This is a knowledge. Transcendental knowledge. Krishna says, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. All you have to know is, you have to know the birth and the activities of the Lord is transcendental. That's it. You should know in truth. Then what happens? There is no rebirth. So the knowledge, the highest knowledge is knowing about Krishna himself. That's all we have to know. This is the highest truth. The Srila Prabhupada has given us. No one has given us like this. What a knowledge. Highest truth. Knowing Janma Karma Chame Divyam, that the Lord, Bhagavan Krishna's birth and activities are beyond this world, transcendental. And therefore, what will we do? We do service to Him. And therefore, the result is we'll go back to Him. Why one wants to suffer here? Okay, so here Srila Prabhupada is talking about Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva at 2 different levels. Yeah? Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva is same but different. So, normally, you know, when we say Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva, we use it for the body and soul. You know how this body and soul are different? The soul is same with Bhagavan, but not same. Yeah? In quantitatively, it is not same. Qualitatively, same. Like that, we use Achintya Bhedo. It is same, but not same. Like that. But that is between person and the Lord. But Srila Prabhupada is talking the second level of Achintya as material world and the Lord. He's talking about material world and Lord. One is Lord and the living entity. Here, the Lord and the material world. So this can be understood by knowing the difference between immanence and transcendence. You know, anyone know what is immanence? It's just opposite of transcendence. Transcendental means beyond the three modes. Immanence means within the three modes. So, the Lord, if he is within the three modes, it is known as immanence. If it is outside the three modes, it is known as, or within the material world, outside of the material world, it is known as transcendence. That's what Srila Prabhupada says. Transcendental knowledge means spiritual knowledge beyond the three modes. Many orthodox civilization, like Greeks and even Aborigines at that time, they used to have realized God in the form of mountain, sea, fire, you know, fire god, sea god, mountain god, like that. So where they see the God within the material world. But they do not know that the Lord is not only the material world, is also beyond the material world. The transcendent part they do not know. But whereas a Christian missionary, they know God is in heaven, he will take care of us. They know that the Lord is outside of the material world. But Krishna says that he's not only immanence, but he's also transcendental. Where does he say that? That is, Krishna is saying, I'm not only living in this material world, but I'm also outside of the material world. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10. Yeah? The opulence of the Lord. Lord is saying that in the verses 19 to 38, the Lord is talking about a lot of vibhutis. He says, I am the sun. I am the moon. Yeah? And so many opulences the Lord is giving. This is all the opulences you can see. I am the sea. Like that, when you see water, the taste of water. All this is the opulence of the Lord. This is known as vibhutis. The Lord is talking. And also, in the same, not in the same, in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is attaining the supreme, the Lord is talking about transcendence, which is 20, 21, 22. What is that? Lord is saying, that's what the knowledge, everything is here. In the 28.20, the Lord is saying, yet there is another unmanifest nature which is eternal and which is transcendental to the material and unmanifested matter. This is supreme and will never annihilate it. When all the world is annihilated, this part remains as it is. Then 21, the Lord is saying, that which is Vedantists describe as unmanifest and infallible, and that which is known as a supreme destination, that place from which, having attained, one never returns. That is my supreme abode. The Lord is talking about his abode. And then to conclude, 22 is saying, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is greater than all, is attainable by unalloyed devotion. Although he is a person in his abode, he is all pervading. Everything is situated in him. The Lord himself is giving knowledge about himself. Yeah? So, Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada says, right, the statement, he's saying the supreme personality of Godhead is separate, at the same time not separate. So he's separate because he is as Bhagavan. He comes, he does his pastime, whatever the pastime, and then he goes away. As Bhagavan, is separate. But as Paramatma, is always accompanying the tiny living entities till they come to the Lord. So, the Lord is accompanying the living entity, at the same time is not accompanying. That is what is immanence and transcendence. Okay. Finally, we must talk. Today is the appearance day of His Holiness Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Maharaj, who is none other than the guru of our founder Acharya Bhaktivedanta Swami. So we need to talk about Bhakti Siddhanta very quickly. Before we go, we will read or we will say once the pranam mantra of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Krishna Prastha, sorry, Dahitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sammanda Vijnana Dayite Prabhave Namaha. The meaning is, I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Rishabhanu Devi Dayita Dasa, that is another name of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura, who is favored by Srimadi Radharani herself, and who is the ocean of transcendental mercy and the deliverer of the science of Krishna. Okay, this is out. Very quickly, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj appeared on February of 1974, or almost 150 years back. Yeah? Now, his name when he was young, he was born to whom? His father was Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakura, mother was Bhagavati Devi. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura, his name, initial, or his, what you call, his name when he was born was Bimala Prasad, because he was, Lord Bimala Devi is a Vaishnavi, yeah? He's a devotee of Lord Krishna. So she has blessed and they got a child through her. So Bimala Prasad, the Prasad given by Bimala Devi, who is Yoga Maya, okay? Not Mahamaya. So he was born in February 1984. It'll be a quick one. Now when Bimala Prasad was born, Bhakti Siddhanta, when he was young, when he was born, the umbilical cord which is connecting the mother and the child was wound on his body like a Brahmin thread. Yeah? Normally we have to put a Brahmin thread, but in his case, his Brahmin thread was acting, umbilical cord was acting as a Brahmin thread. Okay? Just to give you an idea. So initially, you can say that he's already Brahmin initiated. Okay. Then, when Bimala Prasad was 6 months old, at that time, his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, was a manager of Puri temple and a deputy magistrate. At the time, when Puri Ratayatra happens, it goes through their house. At that time, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was 6 months old, the cart came and stopped in front of his house. If Jagannath wants to stop, no one can push him. If Jagannath wants to go, no one can stop him. The cart stopped. For 3 days, they pushed with the elephant and all that. It was not moving. Now, the Bhagavati Devi, the mother of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, she thought, it's a good opportunity, I can take my son and take the blessings of Lord Jagannath. So she went and people recognized her because, you know, she's a wife of a great devotee. So she went upstairs and she went to the Lord's, you know, the deity on the chariot. And then she offered the baby, they put the baby next to the Lord. The baby immediately turned and touched the lotus feet of Jagannath. Immediately, Lord Jagannath garland fell on the baby. Another proof within 6 months. Okay? And then, when he was 7 years old, okay, when he was 2 years old, this is that mango episode. One time, as a child, okay? See, when I say 2 years and all that, it's around that age. It could be 2 years, it could be 2.5 years, like that. So, around that age, we can say around that two age, he was taking a mango without offering to the Lord. His father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, saw, what is this, Bimala Prasad? Don't you know that? You have to offer everything to Krishna. How can you eat without that? The Lord chastised him. He got so upset. And he thought, how can I ever do this? Why this thought has come to me? Without offering, you know, eat that. without considering. Therefore, for the whole of my life, I am not going to eat mango. We can also make some vows, but the next day, it happens. Sometimes I think, okay, I don't want too much of this cheese on the pizza. I'm not going to eat pizza. Too much cheese. Only children can eat. But along with that, when the children are eating, I also think, one piece. But not much cheese. Then slowly, you know, take one or two like that. So it's very difficult. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati did not do. Many times, his disciples used to get, oh, Guru Maharaj, beautiful mango. They say a place in Tamil Nadu known as Salem. Every state has got a place where they produce good mangoes. Salem is meant for mangoes. You know, there's a place in Tamil Nadu. Oh, it is like a sugar candy, you know. It is never, it's what you call sour or anything, always sweet. So such is a mango. So many times they offer, Guru Maharaj, please take this mango. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Swami said, oh, I don't want to see also. Even when I see, I'm getting offended. I'm a big offender of the Lord. I do not want it. Please take away. Like that. That was his mood. Okay. Now, when he was around 7 years old, he had mastery. He has attained mastery over maths. He did not use calculator. Like Ramanuja. Maths. Then he was mastering astrology and astronomy, which normally it takes 25 years for a person to graduate and to know all about it. But within 7 years, he mastered everything. This is his intelligence. Very sharp intelligence. Vivasaya Atmika Buddhi. Krishna explains in the third chapter, one-pointed intelligence. Only Krishna, one-pointed intelligence. Then, when he was about 10 years, he used to proofread Sanskrit literature and he used to give commentaries on Vedanta. Therefore, he was titled as Saraswati at that time. See? He was a living encyclopedia. Yeah? You don't need Google at that time. We can ask Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. He tells you. Then, gradually he was growing and all that. Then, when he was 27, he approached to around 26, he approached his father, Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and told him, Father, I think I need a shelter of the Guru. Please, can you suggest? Then the father said, oh, Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj comes to our class, Bhagavatam. And I'm giving, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving Bhagavatam. Gaurakishore Maharaj comes and in a corner and listens. So he is a most elevated person for you. So you go and take initiation from him. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj went to Gaurakishore Babaji and begged for, you know, for his mercy to give him initiation. But Gaurakishore Babaji, did he give immediately? He said, no. What do you think? You are a scholar. You know everything. I'm an illiterate. I do not know to write my name. I do not know how to read. So please see a different person. He did not entertain him. But he knows it is just a test of the Guru. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami was very much aggrieved. He said, what can I do? He again was requesting Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. So Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj said, okay. He took pity on him and he said, okay, come after a week's time. I will talk to Lord Chaitanya and then I'll tell you. He said, okay. Then after 1 week he came, Guru Maharaj. He said, oh, I forgot. Come after 1 week. He went again. He did not say anything. Patiently, okay. Again, third time when he came, he said, oh, I forgot. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj said, okay, I know you are trying to avoid me. Avoid me because you know that I am thinking that Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, because of his humility, he was thinking, oh, I know that my Guru Maharaj is thinking that I am very overqualified, I am puffed up, you know. Anyone who has got a knowledge, they will be having some pride. So probably he might have thought that I have got some pride. And therefore, what I will do is again beg for his mercy. And if he doesn't give the mercy, I am going to jump into the river and die, kill myself. He said to his Guru Maharaj. Then the Guru Maharaj took pity and he said, yes, I will initiate you. Then after he was initiated, again he took another oath. He said, I am going to chant 1 billion names of Krishna. And till such time, I won't be happy. Now, 1 billion names, or 1 billion has got how many zeros? Sevia, do you know that? Are you good in maths? How many zeros in 1 billion? Not million. Are you going to Kumen? Any Kumen student here? Kumen is, you know what is Kumen, no? All the dads know, because they have to teach the children. Yeah? Who said seven? Nine. Correct. Because 1 billion is 1,000 million. A million has got 6 zeros. 1,000 has got 3 zeros. 1,000,000 times 1,000 is 1 times followed by 9 zeros. 1 billion. Now, he took this massive task of chanting 1 billion names. So he thought, okay, every day I'll do 300,000 names. Like similar to Haridas Thakur. Now that went for almost 10 years. 10 years he was chanting Krishna's name continuously per day, about 300 times names of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you do that 300 times, you know, we can every day should be like this, fasting day. We can't eat. Where's the time, you know? After chanting this, he became very powerful because he got something in his mind. He said, I want to start the Gaudiya mission. For that, I need to be purified. So after chanting 1 billion name, he could start 64 centers throughout India and other neighboring places. Where are the places? He established 64 Gaudiya Math temple in India, in Burma, England, Germany. Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Swami Thakura was fearless and he had a powerful delivery of Vaishnava Siddhanta, Mayavadis would not dare to come and confront with him. He was known as Shimma Guru, Lion Guru. When he's on the Vyasasana, right, or otherwise also, he will talk like a lion. You know? Such was his knowledge. He broke all spiritual conventions and barriers. He introduced many innovations to expand preaching. One, most of the temple at the time was very small. It was in a remote place, one corner. He said, no, temple should be in the city. It should be laid with marbles. So our Prabhupada followed the perfect instructions of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. He said, temple should be like palaces where Krishna is living. He should not be like, you know, dirty and all that. So Srila Prabhupada followed exactly what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was had it in mind. It should be like marble and shiny. It should be a palace for Krishna. So he renovated, and all the temples he established was like a palaces for Krishna. And then he was breaking the tradition of renunciation. Renunciate. How in those days a renunciate cannot wear a shoes. A renunciate cannot wear a coat. A renunciate cannot travel in a car or a motor boat. But he used all that. Why? For preaching. Why preaching? Because he wants to go to the place early for preaching, not late. So he used all this to go to a place quickly and to preach more and more. And then he developed three principles. Yeah, the three principles we should know. That is, first thing is, never find fault in others, especially spiritual persons. Look within. That was the first thing he said. And then cooperate. As devotees, we should cooperate. And the third thing is, all success will come if we attentively chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It will automatically come. You need not have to do extra endeavor. Okay? Now, finally, how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the last one, all success will come if we attentively chant holy name. There is a small pastime, very quick pastime I tell you, how just by chanting, we will all get intelligence. Just by chanting. Okay. One episode. One time, the vice chancellor of Banaras University, which is known as a dean, you know, you can say dean of any university. He visited Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. At that time, Dean also used to study Vedanta. Okay, these days, you go to the Monash University Dean and you ask him, what's the difference with body and soul? He said, get lost, he will say. Because he will not know. So those days, Dean were studying Vedanta, Upanishad, difference between body and soul. Then he approached once to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj and he said, Maharaj, I've got a question on Vedanta. Please, can you clarify? At that time, Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Maharaj was quite busy. He said, please ask my assistant. He said, then that vice chancellor said, how can I ask your assistant? Because it's on Vedanta, I don't think your assistant would be able enough to answer my question. He said, don't worry. You go and they will answer. With reluctantly, because he's a big guru, lion guru, with all respect, the vice chancellor went to the place, to our paraphernalia room. He said, go to the room at that time, because the morning time, all the devotees are cleaning Krishna's, you know, paraphernalia, you know, the aarti tray and vases, see all this, they were cleaning. Now you see, there is no vase on Gauranithai, Radha Ballabha and Jagannath Ballabhe Subhadra. Have you observed? Morning time, all the vases, the flower vase will go into the paraphernalia for cleaning. So at that time, this time, when they went, the Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj said, go to into the paraphernalia room, my disciples are there. When he went, all the people were cleaning and saying, Hare Krishna, they were chanting. Then he said, can I also do some cleaning? He said, who? Vice Chancellor of University, Banaras University, very leading university at that time. He said, so they said, okay, you know, you can do it. Then he was cleaning and all that, you know, he was engaged in Lord activity. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami told his disciple, okay, that Vice Chancellor has got some question. Ask him to come and see me. Then the Vice Chancellor came. Then he said, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami said, come on, what is your question? He said, no need. What do you mean by no need? He said, the Vice Chancellor said, when I was washing, Krishna revealed all the answers to me. By doing Lord's service. So therefore, what did Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami said? He said, yes, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness can be understood by service attitude, not by any amount of intellectualism. That's what we should know. Yeah? One may be very much having knowledge, but without service, you cannot understand Krishna. Without devotional service. Bhaktiya mam abhijanati. One must do devotion service. However, so therefore, every devotee must have some service to Krishna. Otherwise, you know, one is not very favorably looked upon by Krishna. Some service, when you come to the temple, you should do. You should not come to the temple as if you are coming to a movie, Hoyt cinema or something. Come, look at the movie and go away. It's not like that. It's not a movie theater. Come, do some service. Voluntarily open your mouth and ask, is there any service I can do? Can I help the devotees? Or can I clean the temple or something? Some service you should have. Otherwise, that's no meaning of a devotee. Yeah? So that's what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami is saying. Okay. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. If there are any quick comments, questions, reflections, we will see quickly. Anyone has got a mic? Because when I hear Bhagavatam, I'm not able to hear the questions. I always...
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Please ask some simple questions.
Thank you for the nice class. You said that the soul is eternal, but then how come it becomes fully absorbed, forgetting the future, and becomes fully absorbed in temporary material sense gratification?
Good question. See, what happens? A soul is very pure, but the moment it comes in contact, how the soul? As a soul, we can only desire. The moment we desire, oh, I want some enjoyment. Then slowly, when the soul has got enjoyment, the soul is given this material nature. When it comes to the material nature with the three modes binds the soul in two ways. One is known as avarnatmika. The moment the soul is given a body, The moment the body is given, material body, the soul is completely forgotten. See, I do not know I am a soul. Although by practice, I know. But very easy to forget. Most of the time, on practical purposes, I act as a male body only. I'm not coming to the temple, oh, I'm a soul, I'm a part of Krishna. You know, when we act most of the time, right, we act as under our body, male body or female body. But with the knowledge that we are the soul, with the intelligence. So immediately when this body, the material energy gives a body, the soul is covered first. Not only that, when anyone is following any yoga process, like our spiritual process, this material energy pulls them down. This is known as pratikshatmika, pulling capacity. So not only covering potency of maya, pulling potency is very difficult. So therefore, why did Krishna make it so difficult? He could have given us half spiritual body, half material body. Yeah, so that we can, you know, like that. Isn't it? We may think, no. Examination was conducted, are always conducted, so that the student passes through the barrier. Yeah, he should get some mark, 50 mark, 60 mark, then only he's a pass. So therefore, Krishna wants to see how much you love me. If you all the time, you know, if you are the material energy, if you don't love me, you go to the material energy, you don't want me, fine. I'm not asking you. So that endeavor we have to make, always, Krishna wants to know how much you love. It is said that when a lady gets married, in the initial stages, she keeps on asking the husband, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? When she gives one idli, do you love me? Like that. This is because of understanding the husband really loves me. Because strangers, we do not know. So in the same way, Krishna, do you like me? Do you love me? Do you want to chant my names? Do you really help my devotees? Like that. Krishna always saying, in that he is given a test. And that is maya. Once, and Krishna also gives a formula, if you want to be always free from maya, all we did that. One should be always connected to Krishna. Because if you connect to Krishna, beyond the three modes. If you don't connect to Krishna, within the modes. Yeah? So, the soul, if it desires to go away from Krishna and enjoy, the body is given, and that's the root cause of our problems. The gross body and the subtle body. Does it explain? Or?
Thank you, Ravati.
Is it okay, or? Okay? So therefore, we don't have a choice. You want body or you want to go to Krishna? Yeah? If we say, no, we don't want Krishna, then 8.4 million species of body is given. Yeah? We can pick and choose any body. Cow, dog, pig, whatever it may be. Cat, crocodile, shark, timingala, all these bodies we can pick. Or, if you want Krishna, you will get only one body, spiritual body, where no birth, death, old age, disease. And Krishna promises, so many promises that one will not come back again to the material world. You need not have to come back to Australia and earn Australian dollars. Yeah? Any other question, reflections? Okay, we'll stop here. Gantaraj Bhagavatam ki jai. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj appearance day ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nithai Gaura Premanande. Today no breakfast? No breakfast?